You're listening to Sports Day. We're here for the Kia Sorento and for Wilson Homes. Jared, every week we have the great pleasure of interviewing the rising star the round.
Yep.
After your performance and your praise of this man on the couch last night, I might just let you take the lead here.
Well, I think I might have got him across the line, given I gave him a huge rap. Gave him a big challenge. Had to knock off Shea Bolton.
The shyster.
The shyster in the last quarter, and indeed he did that after having him covered for the entirety of the game. But the round 21 rising star, Hayden Young, joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Hayden, and congratulations, and thanks for coming onto the program.
G'day, lads. Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you haven't let us down. You've given us the standard response, which I know you're all trained in. Thanks for having me, which is absolutely fantastic. But let's get down to business. You've come back from two serious injuries, one a hamstring, the other one some syndesmosis. Did you ever think you were going to get this career up and started?
I think I had belief along the way. Obviously, the setbacks probably damaged that belief a little bit. It was a long journey, as you said, but now that I'm here and I'm back in the side, I'm planning on staying in the side.
Was it your best game by a fair way or not? I remember you played some pretty good ones early in the piece.
Oh, I think it was probably my best all-round game. I think it was a good four-quarter performance, whereas in the past I've had good moments and had lapses. So, yeah, I was happy that I was able to play pretty consistently throughout the four quarters and help my team get the win.
He was pretty good, Scoop, on the weekend.
Bloody oath he was.
Yep.
And just goes to show that, I mean, and you've been singing their praises for best part of a year and a half now. This Fremantle side,
they're on the build.
Particularly if they all stay together, Jared.
That's right.
And we know that a couple of them have some big decisions to make. There's a lot of talent, not just a lot of talent, but a lot of young talent around the same age. They've got the nucleus for something special.
Must be very exciting, Hayden. I mean, they're going to come after you as well, coming, trying to grab you and get you to sign a contract and come back to the cold of Melbourne. Have you spoken about this as a group?
Oh, I think the young players, including myself, we always talk about the future and how exciting it is at the moment. And I'm very committed to the club, and I think a lot of other young players are committed because I think we can all see the direction that we're heading in, and it looks pretty positive. So we definitely do talk amongst the boys about what we could achieve in the future, and I think that drives us when we're training and when we're playing.
Well, I look at some of the blokes that aren't in the side. I'm a huge rep of Brennan Cox. I know he struggled a bit early this year. He's playing more man-on-man rather than an interceptor. But, gee, last year I reckon he was in the best five defenders in the game. You've got Hamling he's just fallen off the radar, but I assume he's going to get back at some stage coming over the top with his injuries. And Alex Pierce is another one in your defence. So you had those three, Griffin Logue. Somebody's probably going to have to go forward. Now, you may lose Big Lob, but you've got plenty of players coming through. You've got Meek. You've got Big Sean Darcy.
Where's Rory going?
He's going to the Suns.
You just declared that, have you?
Well, I think that's it's out on the ether. He might elect to stay. I'm not sure. But, when you put them all down, Sarong and Brayshaw and question mark Chera, it's absolutely flying.
Yeah. No, it does sound pretty promising. As you said, it's a pretty strong nucleus, and hopefully if we all stick together, we can build something really special over the next few years. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited for this weekend, to be honest, just so we can go out there and try to perform again and just keep building what we've started.
Are you taking it just 1 week at a time, or are you really looking forward to giving it to the Eagles in 2 weeks' time?
I think that's a bit of a set-up question. Of course I'm taking it 1 week at a time.
Hayden, that's a very smart answer.
Are you still looking forward to giving it to the Eagles? It's been, I think, has it been 12 derbies since you gave it to them?
Yeah, I think it's been a while. We probably owe them one. Once we get past the Lions, it'll be a good game in front of a Western Australian crowd, which should be exciting.
Who did you grow up barracking for as a good Mornington Secondary College man that you were, Hayden?
Peninsula boy.
Yeah.
I was a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, Pies. Okay. And how have the family been dealing with the several lockdowns that you haven't had to go through?
Oh, yeah, they've struggled a bit. They're both school teachers, my parents.
Okay.
So they've been able to keep working, but I think it's been a little bit frustrating for them having to sort of teach online. but they've been okay. Luckily, my old man was able to come across and watch a few of my games in the Waffle a few weeks ago, which that was the first time he's been able to get over here since I got drafted. So
nice.
So who's your old man play for? Was he one of the Doggies or the Mounties?
Nah, my old man played reserves for Keysborough.
Keezy.
No good.
He's no good.
He was no good.
Who'd your mum play for then?
She played a bit of netball, but I think she'd agree with me when I think I got my sporting ability from her, not my old man.
Yeah, well, sounds like if your old man was in the seconds of Keezy, man, give us a spell.
Have you missed home at all, Hayden? Or I mean, I'm assuming you're absolutely loving being at the Dockers and seeing what this team could be. But has it been hard being away from home?
Yeah, there's been periods where I've missed home, particularly seeing my family, just because of the lockdowns.
Yep.
Border restrictions have made it difficult, but there's still been occurrences where I've been able to go home. And when we played in Melbourne earlier in the season, I was able to stay a few nights at home after the game. So it gets tough at times, but it's not going to last forever. So I've seen enough to feel comfortable. And, yeah, I'll get home eventually and see him at the end of the year, so I'm not too stressed.
So, Hayden, you've got a beautiful kick. You've got a great technique. You get through the ball. You you don't lean back. You punch the ball. There's a lot of weight going through it. Can we get down to fair dinkum tin tacks here? Your captain doesn't do that. Have you got the courage to go to the captain and say, Nat, do you reckon I could just help you out with your kicking a bit? Because we need to kick some more goals. We're sick of the tide of as defenders, you blokes butchering it and costing us wins. Have you had that chat to him?
No, I haven't.
Do you think you should?
Because I haven't been kicking goals either. So
maybe you're down the back end. You're hitting targets. That's all that counts.
I'm probably not much to give advice on goal kicking, so I'll leave that to maybe the forwards. But
do the backs actually get a bit upset with the forward line, given that they're trashing victories week in, week out, except for this weekend?
Not necessarily. As long as they
must be a little
bit presenting. It's annoying when it rebounds out quickly, and then we've got to chase our forwards back to goal.
Yeah.
So we get angry when they don't sort of defend, but. As long as they're getting chances, we know they'll start kicking them eventually.
Okay.
Hayden, great to have you on. We all hope you have a long career at Fremantle. Don't bother about coming back to Victoria. There's something special brewing in the West.
Got the game again this week. Looking forward to back-to-back.
Yeah, and you've got a big
young.
You've got a big fan in Jared Healy, which is a nice guy to have on your side. Good luck for the rest of the year, mate. Well done.
Thanks, lads.
Hayden Young there, the round 21 rising star. And he is a rising star by definition, isn't he? He looks like he's going to be a real player. They found another one there, the Dockers.
When you're when you're doing your predictions for next year, you're right. Are you going to have the Dockers in?
Yep. I think so.
I think the wagon will be full next year.
Depending on where Chira is. Actually, even without Chira. More sports after this.
Where will Chira be?
Blues.